This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dramatic testimony.
It was unpatriotic. It was un-American.
What's next?
All eyes turn to Attorney General Merrick Garland.
President ups U.S. commitment.
The United States will enhance our force posture in Europe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An extraordinary day of testimony before the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol from a woman who was a White House insider. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
In the days leading up to the Capitol riot, former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, gave her this warning.
Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
And on the morning of the 6th, Hutchinson said then-President Trump was warned people carrying weapons, including guns, were descending on key landmarks in D.C. But that Trump sought to have the metal detectors removed, concerned they'd reduce the size of the crowd for the rally at the White House Ellipse.
I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
Hutchinson testified Trump also wanted to go to the Capitol, which she described being told led to an altercation in the presidential limo when his chief Secret Service agent, Bobby Engel, refused for security reasons.
The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel.
A source close to the Secret Service tells CBS News Engel and the driver are prepared to testify Trump never lunged for the steering wheel and that neither of them were attacked.
CBS's John Dickerson says with what's been laid out, the Justice Department could consider moving ahead with a prosecution of the former president.
If they were to do so, the key thing to focus on from yesterday's testimony was the idea that President Trump knew there were guns in the crowd. He knew that violence was more likely even than we had previously thought. And he pushed and pushed and pushed to whip up the mob and push to make it easier for the mob to do its work. There's also some evidence in the testimony that there was a closer connection between the White House and the Proud Boys and these other groups that came to Washington at the president's request.
In primary voting, Colorado Republicans have rejected two prominent election deniers. One was a county clerk who lost a bid to run for Secretary of State. Tina Peters was indicted for her role in an election system break-in. And State Representative Ron Hanks, who attended the January 6th protests, lost the GOP Senate nomination to a businessman who backs some abortion rights. In New York, Rudy Giuliani's son Andrew lost the Republican primary for governor. Now overseas, Russia's war in Ukraine has prompted stepped-up help for Europe from the United States.
Meeting with NATO allies here in Madrid, President Biden says the U.S. is ramping up its sea and air power in Europe, along with rotating in more American forces in response to Russian threats.
We're going to make up sure that NATO is ready to meet threats from all directions, across every domain, land, air, and the sea.
NATO was also planning to welcome two new members, Finland and Sweden, after Turkey dropped its opposition to them joining. It will end decades of neutrality for the two Nordic countries. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Madrid.
Correspondent Cammy McCormick has more on the U.S. military commitment.
This includes more American troops in Poland, the first permanent forces to bolster NATO's eastern flank, more troops to Romania and the Baltics, including special operations forces, more air defenses in Germany and Italy. Since February, the Defense Department says 20,000 American troops have either been deployed to Europe or had their tours extended.
Ukraine's President Zelensky today urged NATO allies to deliver more weapons to help his country fight Russia. Witnesses at St. Peter's Basilica say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi received communion today during a papal mass. Her home archbishop has refused to allow that for her because she supports abortion rights. Pelosi also met with Pope Francis before the mass.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ghislaine Maxwell's legal team says it will appeal the 20-year prison sentence she was handed for her role in the late Jeffrey Epstein sex abuse crimes. Annie Farmer was one of four abuse survivors who spoke out.
Maxwell and Epstein were predators who were able to use that power and privilege to harm countless individuals. And for far too long, the institutions that should be protecting the public were instead protecting them.
R. Kelly will be sentenced today for his conviction in a federal sex trafficking case. Prosecutors want 25 years in prison for the R&B star. The defense is looking for 10 years or less. In San Antonio, officials are struggling to identify all of the 51 migrants who died in a sweltering tractor trailer. Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
These were inhumane conditions. We want the people who are responsible for that to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls for the Biden administration to act after the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. She was on the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I believe that President Biden should entertain expansion of the Supreme Court. I believe that he should forcefully come out in ending the filibuster of the United States Senate.
There's word Amazon and some large drug chains are limiting purchases of emergency contraception pills because of increased demand. Government advisors have voted to update COVID-19 booster shots for this fall. It's an effort to match the latest variants of the virus. And health officials have expanded the group of people recommended to get vaccinated against monkeypox. And an additional 296,000 doses will be released from a national stockpile. Comeback at Wimbledon stopped for Serena Williams. She lost her first-round match in three sets to 115th-ranked Harmony Tan of France. What's next?
That's a question I can't answer. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where I'll pop up?
For the 40-year-old Williams, it was her first competitive match since leaving Wimbledon last year with an injury.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A century-old wrong has finally been righted in Southern California.
Lawmakers in Los Angeles have voted to return a beachfront property to the descendants of a black couple almost 100 years after it was condemned through eminent domain and ultimately turned into a public park. Charles and Willa Bruce had hoped to build a resort there for black families. Ownership will now be transferred to their great and great-great-grandsons, then rented to the county for $413,000 a year. The Bruce family has the option to sell the property to the county later on for its estimated value of $20 million. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says doctors should support mothers who choose to continue breastfeeding their children even after solid food is introduced for 2 years or longer. Guidance calls for exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months if possible. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.